This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wait, what time is it?
It's the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight.
I want to showcase all of these stories, these athletes, these coaches, these teams that are ingrained in our sports community.
Learn your families who are unique athletes, your students, and some talented kids.
This one's going to be a particularly good one. It's going to be a ton of fun.
We're back, 9-10 The Fan, 105.1 FM. One final time, our guy JC Poma joins us from Play Chesterfield for our final Play Chesterfield spotlight of the 2024-25 school year. What a year it's been. What fun we've had. And, JC, you were here at the beginning of the year to kick us off, now here to put a bow on it. So many great stories, so many great moments in between. We are thrilled to do this partnership with Play Chesterfield and to bring these great stories to you each and every week. And I know you've been listening. I know you guys put up the podcast and the social media of our conversations every week. And just as we've made our way through the rotation here a couple times, I've just been struck, and I know you know this because you told me about this when we started, there's just so much talent in Chesterfield right now. And it's not an exaggeration to say, I mean, you just go all around the county and there are great stories to be found. I'm so glad we could spotlight those. And I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts as we wrap up about what you've enjoyed this year.
Well, MP, it's been a pleasure to tune in every Wednesday to the Play Chesterfield Spotlight, and it's just been a really fun time each week to take a step back with our friends and great partners at Chesterfield County Public Schools and just look at all, you use the word talent. You know, everywhere you look, we have tremendous leagues, associations, and those are what make Chesterfield a great sports community. But I think what, you know, we talked a lot about this, MP. You know, when we started this, you know, the media landscape, you know it better than anyone, has changed over the years. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for it in my childhood, you know, looking back and still seeing so many features of, you know, whether it's the Lexus Scholar of Athlete Award that used to happen, the Times Dispatch used to do their version of the Scholar Athlete. There was just a lot more storytelling. But that's evolved, and I, you know, we understand it's evolved. So I think this partnership was meant to fill a little bit of a void for us in Chesterfield of, you know, let's just bring out those stories. And sometimes in the way the media landscape is today, you know, you hear about the bigger sports, basketball, football, baseball, softball, but sometimes, you know, you don't hear about all these stories. And that's what I am so excited and looking backwards on. The RADs were spectacular, bringing on an array of talent of all different sports. You know, and I think my favorite part of the whole year was you always ask that question of, is there anybody else on your team, you know, that you'd like to give a shout out to? And almost everyone just had a, you know, tremendous mindset of, you know, it was a team effort. And of course, yes, maybe something like cross country wasn't as much, but everyone shouted out someone who was just as deserving as them. And so I look forward to continuing that. And maybe some of these shout outs will be the ones we hear on the radio next year.
I love too. We heard from so many seniors, and I think it became more significant as the year went on, right? Because in the fall, you know, you still got the whole year ahead of you, but, you know, especially these last few weeks, hearing from seniors who, and it's not just, oh, this is my last time doing this, and for some of them, truly their last time they'll ever play sports, because we know not everybody will get those college opportunities. But hearing from so many of them how important it was to feed into the younger players, to be a mentor, and I know you've been through that and that cycle of freshman to senior, if fun to hear from the ones at the end of that cycle, who kind of instill that leadership, those virtues, and ensure, like you mentioned, we're going to have many, many more names to feature in the years ahead.
Yeah, you're spot on. And, you know, you heard about it from a athletic standpoint throughout the year, but you also heard about it from a, you know, really that teamwork and community aspect. And so, you know, I hope looking back on this, maybe in a year or 2 years, we go, you know, this first round of athletes that are tremendous student activities directors brought on. I think I called them ADs earlier, but they're now student activities directors. They brought on a tremendous group of people who I think we're going to look back and say, wow, they laid the groundwork for this partnership, this radio show each and every hour. And we'll expand upon that. But, you know, in year one, I could not be more pleased with how it went. And just forever grateful for our schools who, you know, prioritize competition, community, teamwork, excellence, and do it in a manner, and, you know, hiring of tremendous coaches throughout the county. It's a whole ecosystem of sports here, and that's why we did this Play Chesterfield Spotlight.
And, you know, we talked a lot about sports because that's what we do here at 910 The Fan, but we also heard some great academic stories and some kids going to military academies, prestigious schools, state schools, local schools, some high-achieving kids, some honor roll kids, which I remember that's something that, you know, you have to work extra hard at as an athlete, and fun to hear from the people who are putting in that extra work and excelling in the classroom as well. We applaud them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've had a bunch of these. We've gone through the rotation three times now. You go through the batting order the third time. You got to be coming around on these pitches. Everybody knows that from baseball. We're getting a feel for all these schools and the DSAs. Any stories stand out to you from our year going around the Play Chesterfield Spotlight?
Well, I think you said it just there, you know, kind of that third, you know, we really separated into three seasons. So if you're a listener and haven't tuned in every week, we broke this down very purposefully into, you know, the fall, winter, and spring sports. And, you know, that allowed us to get multiple sports. Each school was able to get multiple sports throughout the year in there. And I think that is something, you know, to look back on. And, you know, each school got three times that they got to spotlight their athletes and their programs. So I think, I applaud UMP for, you know, I think that was one of your ideas. So great to get those on there. But looking back on stories, you know, ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You had a couple near state champs.
We did.
Yeah.
So let's go there. I think what came to mind just now was kind of during the winter season, basketball looked like we were about to get a back-to-back state championship there with the Manchester girls basketball program. So really applaud Coach Rashid Wright for what they were able to do this season. They got all the way back to the state championship game and I believe lost to Osborne Park.
Yep.
That year. But, you know, Rain Wright was player of the year. And just a tremendous year. You know, you may get to a state championship, but to go back in the next year, we all know, you know, what type of culture it takes to build a program like that. So that story stuck out for me. You know, football, we've talked a lot about it. It's big in Central Virginia. You know, tremendous all around. You know, I know LC Bird made it back to the regional championship, but that girls basketball program at Manchester and what they've built was tremendous and probably sticks out to me as, you know, doing it 2 years in a row is just unprecedented.
Fun to hear all the different stories. I love the spring sports. Those are my favorites. And it keeps the the directors of student activities quite busy. So for me personally, I'll nominate Cosby Soccer. Their longtime coach, Dave Anderson, did his farewell lap this year. I have a couple friends who played for him, speak highly of him, was able to go out and see a game with them, which was a ton of fun. You know, and it's the people who keep things moving over all these years, and it's a ton of fun. As you mentioned, plenty of fun to come. And of course, play Chesterfield. Y'all don't sleep. You still got the Sportsplex. You still got everything going on. You know, tell us about kind of the highlights here of what you guys accomplished outside of the schools this year. It was a banner year for facilities and even a new facility.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up. I think, you know, why we did this radio show is to highlight, as we said, sports at the grassroots level. But sports at the high school level, you know, can sometimes be, as you said, the culmination of what's going on. But there's many more programs, activities, leagues, associations, travel teams, you know, that bring us to that sometimes the end of the high school career, on to college, on to professional. And, you know, we're blessed to see that. But week in and week out, we're hosting events all through Chesterfield County. You know, yes, we do it to bring people here who spend money and aren't from the area, but the number one reason we do it is for the home field advantage for our student athletes. And so when we're able to bring, you know, we're in the spring summer season right now, so baseball, softball, when we're able to bring prestigious recruiting, college recruiting tournaments to our diamonds here in Chesterfield, or soccer and lacrosse recruiting tournaments at River City Sportsplex, our local athletes don't have to travel to another destination. Their parents don't have to spend money to travel. So, you know, this year we will have hosted just over 160 youth sports events in Chesterfield County. And we do that to continue to provide a home field advantage for our residents and to help fund, you know, these facilities you see and to renovate these facilities so that our athletes are playing on prestigious facilities, but really funded by these events we put on and bringing people into the area to invigorate the economy. So sports, as you know better than anyone, is an ecosystem. High school sports is an integral part of that ecosystem. We highlighted those all year round. But it's also these events that go on the weekends and throughout the summer that help showcase Chesterfield as a great youth and amateur sports destination. With all these facilities coming on board, we'll have a new baseball facility opening at Rockwood Park in September. We welcomed and opened the Diamonds at Ironbridge last year. We expanded River City Sportsplex. It's an ecosystem, and I could not be prouder of our team in Chesterfield, our parks and recreation partners, our school partners. It's first class here in Chesterfield.
It's a ton of fun, and obviously in the big news, not just our sports world, you're often hearing about the economic impact of sports tourism, and that's certainly because of JC and the work he's doing out there with Play Chesterfield and all those facilities. Not just that, but we're not ending this segment, obviously, without mentioning Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. Round 2 is coming up. We've been telling people, get your nominations in, running out of time on that, maybe literally running out of time on that. You can let us know. But one of the tougher selection processes you have each year, as you know how many qualified nominees there are. And here in year 2 now, another run of the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame, which I would imagine will be just as successful as the first.
Absolutely. I can't believe it's already coming here towards June as we record this now, but nominations closing in the next couple days, the end of the month, but we'll announce in June 15th our second class of the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame, and we'll induct those folks into the Hall of Fame on September 18th at the Perkinson Center for Arts and Education. And we're excited to tell stories. That's our job. That's your job every day. But tell the stories of what sports means to our community, the folks that have made Chesterfield not just the great destination it is for sports, the great community it is for sports. And we'll do that again on September 18th. Would love to have anybody, all of our listeners here, be a part of that. It's just a fun time to be a resident, a fun time to be an athlete, a fun time to be a visitor. And look forward to so many great memories that we can make here on our fields and courts and diamonds and I just missed a ton of athletic facilities, I'm sure. But we're doing it all here.
Frontons, regattas, man. We got this Chesterfield.
Water,
man.
Everything. Yep.
JC Poma, play Chesterfield. A great inaugural season of the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Of course, Chesterfield Hall of Fame details on that. Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame details on that at playchesterfield.com. Don't go too far because we'll be in another year before you know it. We'll be catching up and look forward to another great season of sharing these great stories.
MP, you're awesome. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to Chesterfield County Public Schools, our student activities directors at all the high schools, and most importantly, the athletes and teams that make this county one of the best places to play sports in not just the state, but across the country. Thanks to all.
There you go. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.